Terminator Gene, Human Rights Trilogy, Book 2, written by Ian Irvine and read by James Saunders. Irith threw herself back through the doorway. Crack! A bullet struck the wall above her, gouging out damp plaster. She dragged on knickers, pants and blouse. There was no time for shoes, but shoes would be no good in the water. Now what? She was not a strong enough swimmer to get away from a boat in daylight.
Come out! A woman shouted.
Had Mikey betrayed her? She came around the doorway with her hands in the air.
What do you want?
Move to the edge of the veranda, said the woman in a slurred voice. Don't try to escape.
There was nothing in the house she could use as a weapon, and no one in sight. It was no use calling for help. Gemma had taught Irith to be self-reliant, but she could see no way out. The men had matted hair, dirty faces, and bad teeth. The woman was her mother's age, dressed in overalls, though her hair looked as though it had been hacked short with a knife. The left side of her face was twisted, as if she'd had a stroke, and the left eye stared unblinkingly. Irith shivered and looked away. The first man pointed the rifle at her chest.
Get a move on.
It might be to Irith's advantage to appear hysterical.
What are you going to do? She shrilled.
Get down or I'll shoot.
Irith edged through the doorway, making sure they could see she was unarmed. The boat was only marginally bigger than Mikey's decaying craft, though in good condition. It was 2 meters below the veranda, the tide now being at its lowest. The man with the rifle crouched at the bow. The woman sat in the middle and the other man was at the rear, his hand on the throttle.
Lower yourself into the boat, he said.
Irith had a wild idea and acted on it instantly. She jumped for the far gunwale, landed with 1 foot on either side of the rowlock and pushed with all the strength in her legs. The boat rolled. The man was tossed off his seat and she belly flopped into the water. She might have gotten away had she dived, but she didn't think quickly enough, and the overturning boat slammed into her back, pushing her under. For one horrified instant, Irith thought the blow had broken her back. Then she went down. Against the bright surface, she could see the 2 men thrashing while the woman was clinging to the stern of the boat. Irith attempted to swim away underwater, but every movement hurt, and her breath ran out before she reached the side fence. She came to the surface as carefully as she could, but the woman spotted her instantly. She swam toward Irith with clumsy but powerful strokes. Irith tried to fend her off, but the woman punched her in the jaw so hard that the shock went right through her skull. Irith went under again. The woman took her in a headlock and side-stroked back. The men were struggling to right the capsized craft, but from the water it was impossible. Irith watched limply, too dazed to struggle. The fellow who'd had the rifle was coughing up water.